As overcomers, we inherit all things, December 28. We are presented to the Father. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:5. The expression, he that overcometh, indicates that there is something for every one of us to overcome. The overcomer is to be clothed in the white raiment of Christ's righteousness, and of him it is written, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Oh, what a privilege it is to be an overcomer, and to have our names presented before the Father by the Savior himself. What a precious assurance is contained in this promise. What greater inducement could be presented to us to become the sons and daughters of God? Who will put on the whole armor? Who will enlist under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel? Divine enlightenment may come to every struggling, tempted child of God in order that he need not fall in the strife with the powers of darkness, but be a conqueror in every battle. The spotless robe of Christ's righteousness is placed upon the tried, tempted, yet faithful children of God. Their names are retained in the Lamb's Book of Life, enrolled among the faithful of all ages. They have resisted the wiles of the deceiver. They have not been turned from their loyalty by the dragon's roar. Now they are eternally secure from the tempter's devices. The remnant are not only pardoned and accepted, but honored. A fair mitre is set upon their heads. They are to be as kings and priests unto God. While Satan was urging his accusations and seeking to destroy this company, holy angels unseen were passing to and fro, placing upon them the seal of the living God. These are they that stand upon Mount Zion with the Lamb, having the Father's name written in their foreheads.